Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Listening to Morning Ireland this morning, you heard some of those kids who had been inspired by Daniel Whiffen and had met him at his homecoming after his Olympic success. Makes it very clear exactly how inspired young people have been by the Olympics. But it is not just the young that should be inspired. Getting involved in a sport, even as an adult, can have a huge positive impact on both your physical and your mental health. At least so say my next three guests this morning, who are Valerie Robinson, a dragon boat racer, Dr. Elizabeth Walsh, a cricket player with Phoenix Cricket Club, and Niall Moyne, a professor of clinical exercise physiology in the School of Health and Human Performance at Dublin City University. Good morning to you all. Valerie.
Hi.
What's dragon boat racing?
Okay. Dragon boat racing is it's a team water sport. Our boats are 40 metres in length. We have up to 20 paddlers. We sit in twos down the length of the boat. We have a drummer at the front who beats and keeps us in time. And we have a helm at the back who steers the boat.
It sounds like absolute torture. What on earth is the appeal?
There's the buzz of it. And, you know, it's a great team thing. You know, you have to paddle yourself, you know, your own power. But, you know, to come together as a team is fantastic. And the win is even better, you know.
You're in Bolton Glass, so you're not doing this in Sea. Are you doing this on the Slaney or on the Barrow?
I'm on the Barrow down in Carlow, the Carlow Dragon Boat Club.
And do you sprint or do you do endurance races?
Well, we have sprint. Our distances are 200, 500 metres. And we have, well, there's a 2,000 metre, which we've competed in other countries. But generally, we do the 200, 500, and they'd be sprint races.
Okay. And what is the difference between Valerie before she started dragon boat racing and now, physically?
Physically? I'm fitter. Mentally, it just drives you, you know, and you just want to do your best. You want to do your best for yourself and for the team. That's really it, for me. Yeah.
And what age did you get into it at?
Into dragon boating.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm almost 10 years in it now. So I would have been 42, 43.
Okay, and are there many people of the same age as you in the club?
Yeah, younger and older. It's a great mix, you know. There's no real age on it that way. Anyone can compete.
And tell me, is one side of your body completely overdeveloped or do you get to swap sides in the boat?
No, you can swap sides in the boat.
Okay.
You've probably one stronger side, and a lot of people prefer a certain side, but it's probably more beneficial if you can swap.
Dr. Elizabeth Walsh, let me bring you in here. You play cricket with Phoenix Cricket Club, a little bit more sedate perhaps than dragon boat racing, but active nonetheless.
Good morning. Yes, certainly it is. There's several elements to cricket. So it's the sedentary bit of sitting out waiting to bat. Then there's the fielding, which involves lots of running around chasing the ball if it comes to you. I don't actually bowl myself at the moment. I have been wicket keeping. So it's on-off. So it is active, mm-hmm. but it's mentally alert for most of the game. I used to think it was like watching paint dry, but actually when you're on the pitch, there's lots going on.
And at what age did you start?
So I started 2 years ago, so I haven't fully revealed my age to the public, but it's in mid-50s, shall we say, and just got caught up in it when my husband James was doing some winter nets. My daughter had started the year before, and I said, I'd like to give this a go. Picked up a bat, and I've been playing since, so it's great fun.
Were husband and daughter enthusiastic, or do they think, oh, she's encroaching on our territory?
The daughter is a reluctant teen this year. She's mainly a hockey player. My husband had played professionally and internationally for his home country of Scotland. And he's accidentally fallen into being a ladies coach this year at Phoenix. And so we're fully immersed as a household in cricket this year, and it's long may it last.
Niall, two good examples there of in Valerie and Elizabeth of the old adage, it's never too late to start something.
Yeah, look, there is an activity or a sport for everyone, regardless of what your age is. And the great thing we know now is it does not make any difference what age you are, whether you're 50, 60, even 90. You get tremendous physical and health benefits from participating in sport or physical activity.
I listened to Elizabeth, though, wicket keeping in cricket. Now, that involves going down on your hunkers for extended periods of time. Somebody with bad knees would want to think twice before taking something like that on.
Yeah, well, obviously, you're going to pick an event that you would enjoy. I think what I got from both of them is that it was fun. They were enjoying what they were doing. You're not going to get involved in any activity unless you enjoy it. So pick an activity that you enjoy. Yes, as we get older, there are some physical limitations. So it's picking an activity that allows you to still be physically active and enjoy the physical and mental health benefits associated with being active.
And even if you are already active doing something, is it a good idea to take on a different sport or try out a different range of motion just to, you know, exercise the parts of your body that aren't perhaps being reached?
Yeah, that's an important issue. Like, a good example would be swimming. Swimming is an excellent activity for your cardiovascular fitness, for burning calories. But from a bone perspective, you know, there's no impact. So if your mode of exercise as you age is only swimming, the likelihood is you're going to have accelerated rate of bone loss. So you need to have some form of weight-bearing activity. And that, whether it's playing sport or whether it's walking or whether it's doing weight training, whatever it is, but it has to be weight-bearing. So having a variety of exercise is advantageous.
Mm-hmm. We did tend to think, and maybe it's still there, that 65 was a kind of a cut-off point and that people sort of thought of themselves as officially old at retirement age and weren't going to take on a new sport. Is that something that is being successfully challenged?
Well, I would sincerely hope so. There's a wonderful article in today's Independent on a lady called Junan Byrne. She's 91 years of age.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing. She won the world's doubles at 85 years of age for her age group in tennis, and she's still coaching and playing. And I would say the likelihood that she's 91 years of age and still doing this is because she started when she was 13. She's getting the lifelong benefits of being physically active.
Okay, but let's not make starting something young a prohibition to entry.
Certainly, and that's the point I make. It doesn't make any difference what age you are. There are studies in people in their 80s and 90s living in long-term care facilities. And even those people, if they engage in sport or some form of activity, huge improvements in their overall physical and mental health.
Come back to you for a second, Valerie, on the mental health aspect of it. If I was to take dragon boat racing away from you now, what would it do to your mood?
Oh, God. Well, that's my main sport. Other than that, I'd probably take up walking, which is great. But, you know, I can train up to 3 times a week. It's, you know, I'm active. I'm meeting lots of people at Dragon Boating. I've made lots of friends, both in the club and clubs around the country. So, you know, that's all gone for me. And then I'm, you know, I think I'm a team player. So I think it wouldn't be great for me if I wasn't involved.
So the social element is really important. But then when you're actually out there plugging away, moving that monstrous size 20-metre boat up the length of
40.
The barrow. 40 metres. 40 metres against the current on the barrow. What's that doing for you mentally, the kind of focus that that requires?
Well, you know, the focus, you know, from the time you step into that boat, you're turned on. You know, you're switched on mentally. You know what you've got to do. You've got to get off that start line. So the adrenaline is going from before you go. And then you've got a distance to cover and you can't stop and you want that win. So it's a fantastic buzz.
And is there an endorphin high at the end of a training session?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's fantastic feeling altogether. And like I said, you know, I'm of the older end of it, but there are women and men that are older again. And it's fantastic to see everybody pulling their weight. It's brilliant.
Literally pulling their weight. I'd say if anybody comes back with a few extra pounds, you might say, now you can sit this one out. Valerie Robinson, Elizabeth Walsh and Niall Moynagh, thank you all very much. I need to take a break here.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.